Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With RevenueDirect's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. RevenueDirect. Make more money. Period.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Mandy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Very excited to talk about green careers today with Marie Kurtman, who will be introducing in a few minutes, and you can do a more official introduction for her.
Okay.
But green careers, fun.
I know. And you know, she's going to have a lot of cool stuff to talk to us about. Jobs right now are nowhere to be found. So she's going to talk to us today about how to transition into green careers, maybe some green careers that you haven't even thought of that you know, a lot of doors are opening for new jobs, new job opportunities out there. So this is certainly going to be a great show, very valuable for everybody listening. And I also, before we jump right into it, I wanted to tell everybody that Life Tips has a really awesome Facebook group set up. So, you know, if you're listening in, if you want to, you know, keep on top of everything that Life Tips is working on, I would strongly encourage you to join the Facebook group.
Right on. Any other shameless plugs we should have about Life Tips? Or will that cover the bases for now?
Life Tips is number one.
We're gonna really be excited to talk about this sort of concept of also turning your company into a green company and its thinking and its methodology and its vision. I really want to pick her brain about that and see if she can bring some light into how we can go green with our own business. So we'll come at it from both the I need a good job and a green job to how do I make my company green to attract people that would be interested in that ecological, social, and economic sustainability sort of model. So really cool stuff. Let's take a quick break, everybody, and back with the fabulous career consultant, Marie Kurtman, that's going to help us out, the founder of Green Careers, back in a flash.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, have you got that number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com. Now and get $100 in free local advertising. Localpages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
I told you.
Oh, wise master, I've climbed up this mountain to seek your wisdom.
Yes, how can I help you, my son?
I've traveled far to ask why my business isn't growing.
You are on top of this mountain when you should be on topnichenetworks.com.
But I need answers.
You should be on topnichenetworks.com, specializing in direct marketing and lead generation, as well as list management. Topnichenetworks.com has exclusives and leading payouts. They welcome new affiliates with hot offers.
We don't seem to get the results we need at a price we can afford.
Topnichenetworks.com will work on a performance-only basis, so you only pay for results.
TopNicheNetworks.com has the answers that you've been seeking for making your business a success on a performance-only basis.
And that's a good thing, because my butt's falling asleep.
And now, back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with the founder of Green Careers, Marie. Welcome.
Thank you, Byron. I'm really happy to be here.
You can thank Mandy, actually.
Thank you, Mandy.
She's the person that puts this all together.
Well, you know, we've been dying to get someone on here to talk to us about green careers. I mean, I can't believe it's taken us this long to get someone on here.
Well, good. There we are today.
Right on. So maybe you could just dive in and tell us a little bit about your company and your role and goal and your mission.
Great. So Green Careers is a consulting service that focuses on supporting people in a transition to careers that support or promote sustainability in some way, economic, social, and ecological sustainability. So what that means is that I work with people, most of my clients are mid-career business professionals who are tired of business as usual and are interested in turning their skills and experience toward something that will address some of the issues that we're facing related to global warming and climate change and fossil fuel depletion. So I work with them as a career coach and help them figure out how to best translate their skills and interests into a green career and then coach them through the process of finding a job that fits.
Wow. So you're actually looking for people that want to make a transition to a company and corporation rather than the company and corporation looking for people interested. Is that correct?
That's correct. I work with people who are looking for work. I'm not working with the companies.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about a green career and what, how green we're talking here?
Well, a lot of business professionals are interested in learning. Well, there's a lot of different ways they can go. One is that a green career, we should probably define what that is first. That would be helpful. A green career is any kind of job that supports sustainability in some way. So they're the solutions to the problems we're facing. Beyond these challenges of the global warming issue, that we also need to redesign everything like products and processes and services and practices to be more sustainable and in balance with the natural world. So you've got everything from people working in various aspects of renewable energy, people working in transportation, moving it toward more hybrid and electric vehicles, looking at mass transit, getting people out of cars, looking at carpooling. You've got people working on green building elements, because the built environment is where we use a lot of energy and water. So redesigning buildings and everything that goes in them to be more sustainable. Those are sort of the big ones right now.
Marie, you are also you're also on the staff of which college regarding green MBAs?
Yeah, I'm on the faculty of the Green MBA program at Dominican University in San Rafael, California.
Mm-hmm. And what does a green MBA entail?
Well, it's really looking at how we need to change business to be more sustainable, looking at teaching students to be change agents, to move into the business world and be able to start analyzing how businesses need to operate in order to be more sustainable, more in balance with the natural world, less polluting, more equitable. So we teach the students courses like critical thinking for business redesign or systems approach to working with complexity. There are these kinds of interesting courses that really take a look at the 360 degrees about how business affects the environment and what can we do to redesign business so that it can direct its attention to moving us toward a more sustainable future instead of creating more problems.
So what's the climate like out there with regards to green careers? Is it growing? How hard is it to find a job? How successful are you in placing your candidates in green careers?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm lucky because I live in Mill Valley, California, which is right outside San Francisco in the Bay Area here. And this is really ground zero for sustainability. The whole movement sort of started here and has been growing up here for the past however many 10 years or so. So there's a lot going on here. It's really the vanguard of sustainable business and green careers. So this is the place to be in this climate in particular, in this economic climate. And we're seeing growth. I mean, I have my students are out looking for jobs, and we're finding that some of them will be interviewing in a company. One of my students recently was interviewing in a multinational PR firm that has a whole green division. And they were letting people go and simultaneously looking to hire other people. And this is what happens. Frequently, there's a perception that there are no jobs out there, and I think that's a really inaccurate perception, because in all companies, and I think especially in green companies, there may be a slowdown and there may be people being laid off, but there are always people being hired at the same time, or almost always. There are places where that's not the case, but I find that there's way too much emphasis on there are no jobs out there, and that isn't true. There are jobs, and while we're seeing a slowdown and while there are freezes in different places, even in companies where there is a freeze, from time to time they simply must replace someone. Someone leaves, someone gets sick, whatever, and they need to replace them. So it's never true that there's nothing happening. And I would say in the green space, I have the highest hopes that in the green space, even though things will slow down in an economic downturn in terms of the availability of investment capital, for example, that the green careers are really the solution to the economic downturn. They're the direction we need to go. We need to build infrastructure and for the green economy. And I think Barack Obama is on board with that agenda. So we are hopeful that if anything is going to get funded, these green jobs are going to be funded, because of the direction we have to go to pull us out of the economic downturn. And these are also the same solutions are the solutions to the economic downturn, the solutions to mitigate the impacts of global warming, and they're the solution to the dwindling supply of fossil fuel. So we're lucky that the same solutions are really across the board what we need to be doing. So for that reason, I feel optimistic that green careers will fare better in an economic downturn than careers that are not related to moving this agenda forward.
So what are some of the hot green careers right now then?
Well, of course, the ones that have the most traction are the ones that are related to mitigating the impact of climate change, because that's the biggest elephant on the block.
Do you mean wind power, solar power, careers that are involved in those industries?
I do. I mean improving energy efficiency, number one, and then converting to renewable sources of energy like solar, wind, and biofuels. And then another whole element is conserving water. Water is the new carbon. As I was in a conference the other day, and that was one of the titles of the panels, is water the new carbon, because water is equally big an issue in terms of the need to conserve, filter, and store, given that we are maybe moving into serious drought times as a result of global warming. So water is a huge space that is really beginning to come into par with the whole focus on renewable energy. And then the third piece is local organic food production, because we really need to look at getting our food locally, because if we run out of fossil fuel and if the climate conditions make it difficult to grow in parts of the country, it will be best if we have decentralized our food growing. So that's another big sector. And out of that also comes the two areas that use a lot of energy and water, buildings. So there's a focus on green building design and transportation, moving toward different kinds of vehicles and public transit and bicycles and scooters and whatnot. So these are the major sectors that have to do with mitigating climate change and reducing our dependence on fossil fuel and using less energy. But that's really the tip of the iceberg when it comes to green careers. Green careers is much broader than that, because in order to be sustainable, we have to redesign virtually everything from the ground up, all of our products and services, in order to be sustainable. So there's a lot of work to be done in many other areas, like reuse and recycling, emergency preparedness, since we've got a lot of climate issues to deal with, and a lot of product redesign, packaging redesign, different ways that we can stop overusing natural resources, stop polluting, and reduce toxicity. So we've got a big challenge. We need all hands on deck.
From the employer perspective, how can I turn my company into a company that that supports the green initiative and maybe could make bold statements like we have a green employment opportunity. When you come to work at, say, Life Tips or Idea Launch, we're a green company. We believe in, you know, teaching you. I don't know. Is it possible?
Well, I think there's a couple of levels of becoming a green company. The simplest one is to take a look at all of the ways in which you're using water and energy, for example, and whether you're recycling, whether you, if you have a dining room, whether you're composting, and whether you're using local organic produce, whether you have employee telecommuting, whether you have, if you have cars in your business, part of the business, are they hybrid vehicles or vehicles that are using low fuel? What's your packaging like? Is your packaging as lean as it can be and as recyclable as it can be? Is there toxicity in the cleaning products that are being used to clean your offices day in and day out, so that the air quality is compromised? Are you paying a living wage to everybody that works in your office? I mean, these are the fundamental elements of having a green business. Beyond that, the other level of it is the product or service that you're offering inherently sustainable? So, you know, I would say your program is all about educating about how to be green, and I'd say that's pretty green. That's pretty sustainable. So I think you have no problem in that category. But at this conference that I went to, for example, which I really want to recommend that people take a look at the website, it's quite an extraordinary bunch of data. It was called the State of Green Business 2009, and it was in San Francisco just February 2nd. And they did a survey. It's the second year they've done this, and they're looking at businesses and whether they've improved or not improved along certain variables, like the ones we were just talking about. And there was a fellow there from Frito-Lay who was talking about all of the wonderful things they're doing in terms of recycling water and whatnot. But you have to ask yourself, when the rubber meets the road, I mean, I have to ask myself anyway, I was thinking while he was talking, it's really great that they're doing all this, but when the rubber meets the road and resources become scarce, do we really want to spend our precious resources on corn chips and soda and Pepsi-Cola and Frito-Lay? So there's a whole other level of questioning the sustainability of a product or service when you come at it from the angle of, is this worth spending natural resources on if, in fact, they're going to become scarce? So that's a whole different level of criteria that really no one's applying yet, but I think we may get to the point where we need to.
So one of the futuristic things I could imagine someday is a conversation happening amongst friends where they're talking about, you know, is your company green, you know? And if someone answers, no, actually, our owners really don't care much about that. We don't recycle. We don't do anything, blah, 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 blah. You know, but do you foresee something like that happening? I mean, is it, you know, much like Whole Foods has brought the whole local and organic, you know, distinction amongst the vegetable aisle, you know, do you think we'll see a distinction of companies and corporations' commitment to the environment, and will there be a national ranking rating system for how green your business is and how you're helping environment, and will that turn into something more powerful than the Better Business Bureau, like the Better Green Bureau, you know, where you list all the ways you're saving? I mean, is any of this making any sense, or am I just pontificating once again?
No, I think you're making sense, and I think we're already moving in that direction. I mean, I know that a lot of students want to know that the company that they work for, certainly the students in the Green MBA program, want to know that the company that they work for, they go to work for, has a serious commitment to sustainability and not just greenwashing. There is a lot of greenwashing going on, by which I mean, you know, you do a couple of little, you know, you recycle paper, but there's like major problems with the way you use energy, or you're polluting or something, but you make it, you know, you do the littlest that you can, and then you advertise that a lot as though you're a green company. There's a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
But in this conference that I just went to, where they were comparing how well companies are doing, there one of the trends they said was that the whole green agenda is really taking hold in major companies, and beginning in the years ago, it was just maybe the CEO who had this idea, but it wasn't really drilling down into the rank and file. But that now that's happening more and more. So this report is available online, The State of Green Business 2009, stateofgreenbusiness.com, I think it is. It's really interesting to see the trends. And so I think the answer to your question is that this is not a flash in the pan, and companies are not going to be able to get away with greenwashing. And most major companies and companies worth their salt recognize that moving in the green direction is not only what their customers want, but it really is the way to have competitive advantage, because study after study has shown that if you move toward being more green as a company, it becomes more profitable. So there's bottom line reason to move in this direction. I mean, you lower your energy costs at the very least, which is a very big issue. And reducing energy usage is a really critical thing that we have to do to mitigate the impact of climate change and global warming.
There's two, and I want to, Mandy, I'm sure has lots of questions, but there's two things that are the heart of it to me, right? First of all is changing habit, right? You know, as I sit in front of my desk right now, there's paper all over my desk, okay? I left my computer on last night, okay, by accident. You know, these are problems, right?
Yeah.
And it's habits. It's bad habits. And so how can a company and corporation change habits? The second loaded part of the question is certification. So, and reward. When I take all the paper over my desk, when I make all employees say no more paper, you know, we're a green company, you know, get rid of the printers, do everything electronically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the certification that will then allow me to promote the fact that my company has made the transition and practices good habits?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist right now, does it?
It does here in California. There are, in the Bay Area, there's a green business certification, and you have to meet certain criteria, and someone comes to your office and reviews whether